The Birmingham 2022 Commonwealth Games are just around the corner, with many people flocking to Birmingham and other venues in and around the West Midlands and even London too, to catch all of the great sporting events that are on offer. As well as all the sport, there is also the Birmingham Festival, with a great lineup of art, theatre, performance and culture, which will be running in the lead up to the Commonwealth Games, during the Games and into the autumn too. I'm now joined here on RNIB Connect Radio by Louisa Davies, Senior Producer of the Birmingham 2022 Festival, to tell me a little bit more about the festival and the great lineup of art and culture for the Commonwealth Games. Hello, Louisa, and welcome to RNIB Connect Radio.
Hello, thank you.
Louisa, before we talk a bit about some of the great art, theatre, performance that are on offer in Birmingham for the Commonwealth Games as part of the Birmingham 2022 Festival, I wondered how long the link between the Games and all the culture has been going, as I suspect that many sports fans might not know about the link between the Games and the art and culture.
So the first Commonwealth Games to have a cultural programme was the Manchester Commonwealth Games in 2002. And every game since then has had some kind of cultural programme, some kind of festival of arts running alongside the games. And those have varied enormously. There's no sort of blueprint for how to do it. And certainly the Birmingham 2022 Festival is the largest cultural programme that's ever run alongside the games. The thing that's really interesting, I think, about the Manchester cultural programme is that you can draw a line directly between that programme and the creation of the Manchester International Festival. So the idea that these mega events are a brilliant time to show the creativity and cultural life of a city or a place from a point of view of sort of legacy and what can be achieved afterwards is a big sort of reason for doing it in the first place, I'd say.
And from having a quick look at the programme of events from the festival website, there seems to be a real wide range of art, theatre and performance and much more, besides with community involvement from people in and around Birmingham too. Would you be able to maybe share a couple of highlights that you're looking forward to from the Birmingham 2022 Festival and maybe sort of give me a bit more about them?
Yes, absolutely. You alluded there to the sort of community involvement. So we have a massive programme of projects called Creative City that have all been funded via Birmingham City Council. 107 different community groups have been working with artists to create artistic projects, performance-based projects, their own events as part of the festival. One of those coming up is a visual arts exhibition sharing the ideas of community in home, taking place in Selly Oak at the Sense Touch Base Pairs Centre. And that one is fully accessible with audio description. There's so much going on there. I mean, one of the things that's been most exciting for me to work on has been an album. We've made an album of new music. We've commissioned 11 artists from Birmingham, some very well known like UB40, some more up and coming like Sanity, Daps on the Map, the Friendly Fire Band. It's available on all the streaming platforms to listen to for free. And alongside that, we have presented, or I should say are presenting, 22 conversations with a range of musicians, promoters, musical entrepreneurs who've contributed to our music, culture and heritage in the city, which is a really interesting heritage. It's not so easy to define. It's very, it's very, very diverse. There's lots of different musical sounds coming out of the city. So that album has come out, and actually any listeners who might have seen the advert for the games on television on BBC, one of the songs, which is called It's a Brunting, features on that advert. So it's getting a really wide, listenership through that exposure, which is really exciting. And the one other thing I'll mention is a wonderful project for families, particularly called Abundance. One of the things about our festival is it's not just happening in gallery spaces or theatres, it's happening all around the city. And one of the things we've done is collaborate with a neurodiverse-led company called Spectra to create a garden play space at the grounds of the Birmingham Treatment Centre at City Hospital. It's called Abundance, and it's a sensory garden, if you like, with like a bare feet, bare hand walking space, plants, spaces to play and create. It's got, again, there's audio description at that space. So really beautiful garden space that everyone can enjoy. And it's right there at the City Hospital. So people who maybe, you know, would be in the waiting room, instead they've come out and spent some time in our garden.
And it's great to see that there are lots of events, as you say, in and around Birmingham at various different venues that people can go and see. But also the festival is running beyond the end of the games as well, which is great to have more things that are on into the autumn.
Yeah, well, we thought that actually that there was a few reasons why we decided to do that. One, I think, was that there are just so many incredible festivals already taking place in the city, and that, you know, would happen on an annual basis after the games were due to take place. You know, there's always a carnival focus in the city, and we've supported a big carnival project in the north of the city, the Route 34 Carnival, working with North Birmingham Alliance. In September, we have Birmingham Heritage Week. There's the Moseley Folk Festival. So there's so many things that are going on already. We were like, well, we want all of these things to be part of the festival and to get that sort of global reach in terms of what they do. And then I suppose the other thing was that we said, well, after the games has finished and, you know, that big spectacle is over, you know, there's a chance for the people of this city to celebrate. So we sort of see it as the after party, if you like. And one of the projects actually that's coming to us in that time, which is going to be super exciting, is called Pollinations. And it's been created by an organisation called Trigger, and it's part of the Unboxed Festival. And it's a super garden of magical proportions taking over the city centre, Victoria Square, featuring hundreds of plants, mostly plants that come from overseas. So the project celebrates the cross-pollination that has shaped British culture. And the programme is incredible. Artist commissions, talks, workshops, community planting. And then it finishes with this ballistic seed party. I'm not quite sure what that involved, but I think it will be enormous fun. So yeah, so that's a really exciting project that's coming a little bit later on in the festival.
And there are lots of disabled artists who are involved, and access is very much part of the Birmingham 2022 festival. Why is this so, and what is being put in place to ensure that the events are accessible to disabled and especially blind and partially sighted people?
So yeah, from the beginning, access was really important for us, and we wanted to be robust in our approach to access and to go above and beyond and really think about all the different kinds of barriers that people experience to sort of engaging and participating in arts and culture. And I suppose to leave a legacy behind in the city within the arts to continue doing that. So for example, the project that I was just talking about, Pollinations, will have audio description for their programme, and they will be running touch tours of the site, which for such a sensory project felt really important. They'll be facilitated by a trained audio describer and allow audience members to explore and experience the site to its fullest by using texture, sound and other senses. And we'll obviously, for that, we'll be prioritising people who are blind or partially sighted in terms of booking, but also making it open to up for others to join. And I suppose that's a good example of, you know, the kinds of approaches that we've tried to incorporate across the programme. All of our commissions have been able to get additional support to enhance their access offer. So for another example, we've got a number of projects that are inspired by sport. One of those is called Come Bowl With Me, and it's an outdoor street theatre show that takes a comedic look at the Commonwealth sport of lawn bowls. And it's made by a brilliant theatre company, Talking Birds. And they have done some brilliant work around access, actually. They have a captioning system called the Difference Engine that is on iPads. They will have BSL interpreters for their performances, and they'll also be doing some audio description for some of their performances as well. So it's across the festival. There's loads of examples of where that additional access provision has been put in place to ensure that as many people as possible can access this brilliant work.
Well, it sounds like there's a great wide range of events that are accessible to people as well. Louisa, if listeners are maybe coming to Birmingham for the Commonwealth Games, or maybe just visiting Birmingham over the summer and into the early autumn, as many of the festival events will be continuing beyond the closing ceremony of the Games, where is the best place for people to go to find out more about the Birmingham 2022 Festival?
So they can visit our website, which is birmingham2022.com/festival. And there's a full listing there of all the events that are taking place, including details around access. All of the web pages also link to the pages of the arts organisations and cultural and heritage places that are putting on programming. And on those websites, of course, there is more detail about the access provision as well. But yeah, the first place to head to is our website, as I say, birmingham2022.com/festival.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Louisa, for joining me here on RNIB Connect Radio and telling me more about the Birmingham 2022 Festival. And thank you very much indeed.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.